listening to The Basic Show with Bay Ragney and Sick Nick Wilkinson.
Oh my God, we are so random.
Nick.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Oh, like right when I got your message, I was in this, I was moving around computer chairs.
That's actually, I just, I taped an interview earlier with a dude for the Rock and Ragney show, and where I was set up, I was literally out in the dining room. So you, right. We have hardwood floors to the whole house. Like, when the dog walks, you can hear the claws. And you can just hear every little thing. And
we have all tile, but same thing.
Right. Yeah. And Dari came home from being with her dad, and they were outside playing and stuff. And Maria comes in. She's like, no more. She's like, you got to set up in the bedroom or something. Like, so just where the privacy, and there's no more other sounds. So I ended up shifting everything into the bedroom now. So I'm set up in the corner of the bedroom.
I'm actually inside of a walk-in closet.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, I got my desk in here. I got the door closed, and I have all, instead of having stuff in the closet, I have stuff on the shelves and on the hanging from where the hangers are. So it's my mini man cave.
Right.
Yeah.
We were going to do a couple of the apartments we had looked at had huge walk-in closets, and we were both immediately all right, that's our studio.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking, man. I was even thinking maybe sometimes you can catch them on sale for $2.99, those outdoor sheds.
Oh, yeah.
Even at one point I was I'll just get one of them, and you know what I mean?
That would be super freaking hot though, man.
It would. I'd have to get one with a window so I could put a apartment air conditioner or something in it.
Right.
And then just run it while I'm, you know what I mean, doing the show.
Oh boy, oh boy. So I got some topics to talk about. We got things, celebration topics to talk about. I don't know if you want to get into this, but the situation you had the other night.
Oh man, you're talking about on your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been trying to go to this place, Restaurant Depot, for a while. So whenever we get an opportunity to go there, we jump on it because it's not open to the public. They let you, sometimes because of the crisis, they'll open it up for so many hours to the public. So we've been really trying to get in there because it's basically wholesale prices, and you can get 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I like to go. So we've gone there 3 times since this whole thing has started. And unfortunately, to get from the regular store section to where they keep everything that's the frozen and even slightly refrigerated stuff, you have to go up these 3 steps. And I basically fell going up the 3 steps because I have very little strength in my legs. You'll see later when we get into the video that I'll talk about later. I need help even getting up, standing up straight from my wheelchair. So it was rough, trying to get up those 3. I ended up going to the hospital. They had to put these shots in my legs. That's a pain reliever. It's not just a pain reliever. It's a pain reliever. It's a steroid, and it's an antibiotic, because every time that I fall or something like that, I risk jagged edges from the different parts of the bones and cartilage and stuff, cutting and pinching different things. So not only could that be a problem if it cuts something, but also it can get infected. And it's a 9-inch needle that goes almost all the way into your pelvis. And I got it on both sides this time, and it hurt for 24 hours, the injection site pain is.
Holy shit, dude. So in the store when you fell.
Yeah, because it's inside the store. It's just one layer. It must have been 2 different stores or something at one point. You know what I mean? Because they're just slightly off. So there's 3 little steps to go from one to the other. And then they have those long like, you know, in Rocky, they're like thick plastic and they stand like in between the refrigerated rooms. They're cut into like slits, like a sliding glass door.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So there was just those. And that's what happened. They were just a little bit too long. And I tried to like, it was my own fault because I tried to kick it out of the way so that instead of using my hand to get past it. And like, I'm still not mentally where I am physically, if that makes sense. Like sometimes I still think I can do things that I can't do, and it fucks me up like 99% of the time.
So, like, did they call an ambulance or was
100%?
Oh, fuck.
Like I couldn't. Once I hit like all of the, you got to understand. Like I don't know how many pieces. I probably will find this out Wednesday. But like my right hip is like, I want to say it's probably at least 16 different pieces that form the actual hip. And then in between that is just like scar tissue and, you know, like calcification.
Oh, man.
So when I hit, it rearranges everything almost. You know what I mean? Like everything kind of shifts. So they're real worried. And I couldn't move my leg at all. Like I couldn't, even now, like if I say in my brain, kick, like, it takes probably about 3 full seconds before my leg actually does the kick.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, but this was even worse. I couldn't move it at all. Like, it was, yeah.
How's it feel now?
Now it's fine. Earlier we went to the grocery store, to the regular grocery store, and I was able to get up out of the, you know, out of the car, and I usually sit down in my wheelchair. And then Kate hands me the baby and she'll roll me into the, you know, grocery store. But I was able to stand and get the baby and then sit down. So like right now I'm at the absolute best because I have all that fluid and all that like cushion in there right now.
Wow.
And that will last like another probably 72 hours until it goes back to normal. Like just that hurts. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But let me tell you, it's not, like, you might think, like, oh, well, at least it's, you know, pain-free for a couple of days. Like, it's not worth it. Like,
I'm sure.
The pain of that needle is tremendous compared to the pain I'm in every day. Like, hell no.
Like, oh, shit.
And the only reason they did it was because they knew it, you know what I mean, because of the fall.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't, yeah, yeah. It sucked because we had plans and I missed shit and,
You know what really sucked? Like, honest to God, dude, like, when I don't hear from you, I get nervous.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm in the hospital or had a baby.
Yeah. Like, I'm almost kind of scared to even, like, are you, like, check, like, are you okay? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so when you reached out to me, and I was like, fucking fuck, I was flabbergasted. I was just like, what the fuck?
Well, it just sucked. Like it was 1:30 when we left the house, and I was like, I want to be home. I have plans for like right around 4 o'clock. And, I was just pissed that I missed it. And then that I missed my, like, I was angry. And then I was like, damn, this is the first time, like, I'm making a bad impression on Coco. You know what I mean? Cause like, I told her we were going to have a conversation, and like, I just, the whole week leading up to it was shitty because of my anxiety has been on like high alert. So I've been like extra sketchy at night, not being able to sleep and stuff. So like, yeah, I was just, it sucked. It was the last thing I wanted to miss and I ended up missing it. You know what I mean?
Well, let me let me tell you, like, you're not, there's no bad impression. I mean, you know, the things you've been helping us with and you know, I know you guys have been having conversations all week. You've gone, and have been going above and beyond with some situations going on. And, the two of us cannot thank you enough. Seriously. Like just.
No,
tremendous.
Totally.
Yeah. So yeah, there's going to be a whole lot more conversations about that. And, I don't want to get into that stuff.
No, we're good.
But on a really super happy, positive moment for you and your family, Dude, when you told me you were doing this yesterday, I was so fucking happy and excited for family. Like, I was just, first of all, I was blown away. And then, like, you know, as you were telling me about it, I was just like, man, dude, you, honest to God, and this from the bottom of my heart, dude, you are such an amazing dad. You are so creative with stuff, and you truly are an inspiration, dude. And I like, want some of your dad to rub off on me, because I need as much help as possible.
No, man, I appreciate that. I do. You're actually the second person to say something like that to me today, and it makes me really, really happy to hear that. Like, I try really hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so let's, you got to tell everybody what you did. I mean, this is just amazing.
Okay. And I have a video coming later on for the YouTube page. I just had to do some final editing. But so basically, my daughter, for those of you that don't know, Rebecca, she is 17. She's getting ready to graduate high school, and the end of her high school year sucks because of this virus. Like, everything was canceled. Prom was canceled. Graduation was canceled. Everybody's doing their schooling at home. She had to stop working at the sanctuary, the animal sanctuary she works at, because of exposure to the public. And just, it's been like a shitty year on top of a couple, you know, iffy years as well. She got Bell's palsy this year and had to, it took 8 weeks to recover from that. So she's been pretty much dealt a crappy hand so far this year, with the exception of Ronnie, of course, right? But that's even something, like, even though she's super happy that we had my other daughter, she had to deal with that, you know what I mean? Like, so she's been through a lot. And we ultimately decided we wanted to do something nice for her that just, you know, it wasn't going to last forever. It wasn't even like an all-night thing, but we wanted to create our own at-home prom for her, because she had a nice dress. And she just got these new makeup palettes, and she likes that kind of stuff, you know? So I actually formulated this whole, like, theme and stuff. So the theme, and you can kind of see it in the pictures that I put up, it says Aloha 2020 in shaving cream on our sliding glass door. And the theme was Aloha 2020 because she's saying goodbye to being a kid, and she's saying hello to being an adult, and aloha means both hello and goodbye. So I'm telling you, I came up with this whole, like, weird theme. So we went out and we bought, like, light-up flamingos and lights to go around the outside of, you know, just our little back porch, and little pineapple lights. And I made, like, a little table with one of the tablecloths with the pink flamingos around it. And there was a punch bowl with, like, green punch that I made in it. And we basically, what I did was I told her that even though we weren't going to have the prom, just go upstairs and put on your prom dress and do your makeup and hair, and we'll take pictures, you know. And she was excited about that. We didn't tell her about any of the decorating or anything like that. So when her mom let her down, she took her pictures, and she told her to close her eyes, and we brought her into the backyard. And I told her, I said, look, you know, prom was canceled, and I know this year's been hard on you. And I told her, before she opens her eyes, I have a corsage for her, and I pinned it on her. And I told her this corsage is actually made from a rose. And the rose is sort of withered and old looking, because Rebecca gave me this rose when she graduated from middle school. She gave me the rose and said, thank you for all your support and stuff. It was like a thing that all of the kids did to one of their parents. They gave them a flower. So I saved that, and I turned it around, and I put some bobby pins on it so that I could pin it to her and give it back to her now that she's graduating from high school, you know, as sort of symbolism or whatever. And we dressed Ronnie up in a really nice dress, and I was out there in a, you know, a sweater and slacks in my wheelchair, and then they helped me up out of my chair so I could have a dance with her. And then she danced with Ronnie and Kate. And we just had like our own little micro mini prom. 100% supplied by the 99-cent store, I might add.
That's fucking awesome. Dude, that is, like, when you were telling me about it, and I was just like, man. And that's what I was wondering too. Like, did you surprise Becca with it? So she really didn't have any idea really what was going to happen.
She thought we were going to just take pictures. We have a really nice spot out back where there's just a stucco wall. It's all of one color, and it looks really good to take pictures on. And she thought we were just going to take some pictures out there. So when Kate told her to close her eyes, she had no idea what to expect. Not at all.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Was there any tears shed?
There were a little, especially Ronnie. She wasn't happy to not be the center of attention.
You know, I was going to say that. Like, I noticed that, and I think that's the first time I've seen a picture of her crying.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We had this really nice black dress for her that she wore for a little while, but it was really hot out there. So I kind of had this bright idea that she could be the quote-unquote centerpiece of the table. So Kate had like a wardrobe change in the middle of that and changed her into this little pineapple onesie where she looks like a little pineapple. And she hated the hat, the little bandana thing that was on her head. And she wasn't very happy with Kate at that moment.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we just wanted to have like a little moment for her, you know, at least some pictures that she can look back on, you know, and smile at or whatever, because that's what she's going to miss. She's going to miss those memories. So now she has some, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, did you shed any tears?
Not as many as Endgame, but you can tell in one of the pictures that I'm a little bit missed it up, and I know that's where you're going.
I'm going to tell you this. Me personally, over the last few days, I've cried a lot of tears. A lot of emotions have overcome me and a lot of things, and I might actually – this could be the first episode that I actually cry on. Because
one picture. Have you seen it? She's like throwing up deuces, and you can tell my eyes are a little watery.
I'm going to pull up right now.
Yeah. It was a good time, though. It was, like I said, it wasn't very long, you know, maybe an hour tops. But just, you know, just it was for the memories so that she could look back sort of fondly.
Dude, I bet you, honest to God, I was thinking that. I can see your eyes.
They're just a little too happy looking in that picture, right?
I think, honest to God, I think this memory that you guys created for her in the long run will definitely be more important than the actual real prom.
Right. Totally. And it's funny, she said something like that. Their prom, first of all, let me tell you, her school does it up for the prom, dude. They go to the zoo. And they have, like, this big, like, room that's sort of out in the open, but it's all, like, catered and everything like that. And they have their prom in the middle of the zoo.
Wow.
It's, like, at night and with all the lights on, and you can hear, like, tigers roaring in the background and elephants and stuff. It's pretty cool. So, but even last night, she was like, honestly, this was probably more fun than the actual prom would have been.
Yeah, these places, like these schools are getting really, really creative with places to put these proms on anymore.
Yeah. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. And she really liked the corsage idea. And I'm hoping, you know, she saves that for, you know, however long it lasts. But, and it's funny, like, I just happened to come across it the other day, like, I was going through a box and it was just tucked away in there. And I was like, I can use this. And then me and Kate literally, dude, we just went to the dollar store and we were like, there's got to be some summertime stuff here. And she was like, yeah, man, totally. And we went down this one aisle and it was just all like Hawaiian decorations and summertime. And I was like, this is perfect. I was like, well, right. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. Dude.
So, again, it could have been fancier for sure, but it was us.
Again, dude, hats off to you, to Kate, your whole family, man. Class act all the way.
She's a good girl, though, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Through all this crap, she's still maintaining, you know what I mean, her grades. She's got a plan for the future. She deserves it. She's super helpful with the baby. Like, that's a big one around here. A lot of times, you know, Becca will, if I'm not cooking dinner, then Becca's cooking dinner instead of Kate because just, yeah, she definitely deserves all the credit.
That's awesome, dude. So happy for you guys. Seriously. So freaking happy for you guys.
It was fun, and people have responded well to it. I mean, it's got some action on Facebook already, and it's pretty popular on Instagram. And I can't wait to do the video because that has a little bit more of us, like, you know, dancing and stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, man. So, something that I've really been doing the last few days, leading up to my birthday. So I've been getting sequestered in our bedroom as the girls have been plotting and creating gifts and ideas, and especially right. of Friday at like 8 o'clock, I was in the bedroom until like 2 o'clock the next day. I laid in bed and I went on my phone and pulled up YouTube, and something that I'll come across from time to time and I'll watch, and I ended up watching this stuff for hours and hours and hours on end, and just with the biggest smile on my face and enjoying it so much, and just missing those times. And a lot of these times were even before I was born, but, you know, I wish there was a way to recreate the stuff that this was. And, have you ever watched the old Dean Martin roast?
Just the ones that you sent me, and then, like, sometimes they'll have the infomercial on later at night.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, Don Rickles, I seriously, after watching this stuff, I think Don Rickles might be the greatest comedian ever. It's just funny watching, you know, you see the whole dais lined up, and they're all just out there, and they're smoking, and they're drinking. Dean Martin is shot off his ass, and Rickles gets up there and just starts hammering away at everybody and tears them apart. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality, he goes in for the kill. And like, I'm cringing and I'm thinking to myself, this stuff would never, ever make it on air in the last 30 years. Like, there's no way. Like, people would go bananas if they heard this stuff. And it's just, but it's so funny. And, then I just like started doing searches for, I started doing Don Rickles searches, and I'm watching all these Don Rickles appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And, you know, I remember Carson when I was younger, but I just had like a whole new appreciation for Johnny Carson. And Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Like, I started watching their interview appearances and stuff like that. And I don't think Dean Martin was sober in the last 50 years of his life. Every interview or appearance with that guy, he's fucking drunk off his ass. And it's hysterical, dude. There was, from 1965, Tonight Show appearance, they come out. It seemed like it was kind of like totally off the cuff. Sinatra has got a drink in his hand. Dean Martin is completely shit-faced. And they just take over and run rampant on The Tonight Show. And they're both shot, and they're just fucking making jokes. And it wasn't even Carson. It was Joey Bishop was the host. He was filling in for Carson. And it was just so fucking funny. And Joey Bishop started, like, going after them because they were just running over him. So they start going after him. And he's just like, he's ripping them for being drunk. And, you know, it was just hysterical. And people, if you have not watched this stuff, like, there's just a true appreciation of that old school Hollywood, you know, with the Rat Pack and all that stuff, and Carson, that is truly a part of Hollywood that's gone today.
Right. No, I totally know what you mean. There's, while not exactly the same, like, I'm a big fan of old Hollywood in general. You know what I mean? And there is just a lot of that sort of mystique and sort of like, I don't know, all the old Hollywood guys were almost like James Bond in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just don't get that anymore.
Yeah. Like, they were always like, that was the one thing too that stood out, like, especially Dean and Frank, like, all their appearances. Like, they're pretty much wearing tuxes.
Right.
You know, it was always dressed to the nines. Like, yeah, and that, you don't see that anymore, man.
No, 100%. It's weird that you got into that this week, because I've been doing a lot of, first appearances music-wise, like old TV performances of like famous bands and stuff. For about 2 weeks now, I've been into that. So like, it's just a little bit different, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, absolutely. it's amazing, you know. Just a thank you to YouTube for having all this stuff available to watch for people like who didn't see it happen back then.
Absolutely.
You know, to go back now and see such iconic moments in TV history. It's just a beautiful thing.
That's amazing. It's amazing that the record is still out there too. You know what I mean? Just that's a gift. We overlook that sometimes, but like having that stuff there.
Mm. Absolutely. So my 50th birthday was this past Saturday. So the celebration actually started Friday afternoon. Started mixing some cocktails and the party started and we're having a good time. And then I, like I said, I got sequestered to the bedroom as they decorated the house for me. And you know, I can't thank Coco and my daughter Rita and Darian enough. I mean, they went above and beyond, you know, like Coco had a whole plan for before this whole quarantine thing, like that we were originally planning to do for my birthday. And, you know, that all got squashed. So she was like, look, you know, we're just going to, you know, we're going to be here. So let's just make the best of them. Let's have just a goofy, wacky, crazy birthday thing. I'm like, yeah, whatever, do it. So, I mean, the whole house was completely filled with balloons, streamers. They did pin the tail on the donkey and they put my face on the donkey's face. So we were doing that. there was a pinata. So we were smashed the pinata. And we have a big wall in our kitchen and she put a thing up. It's supposed to be like a red carpet so we can take pictures in front of the red carpet. So
cool.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And she was like cooking all day for me, like all these different things. And yeah, I love her so much. And those girls, I cannot thank them enough for making my 50th what it was. And, you know,
talk about the menu.
The menu. Dude, I'm still eating.
that's awesome.
Oh, man. Then it got topped off with her dad made me a big, giant thing of sausage and meatballs and this broccoli he makes. Oh, my God. I'm eating it. Eating sausage and meatballs all freaking day.
That's so awesome.
Oh yeah, but so here's a funny thing. Like going back in the long, long history of Coco Bay, you know, the first time her sister Wee Wee came on the show, you know, 5+ years ago,
right.
We were talking about the whole Italian thing and gravy sauce and blah 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 blah, and she said to me, "My sister makes amazing braciole," and I was like, "Oh my God, oh, like braciole in years." So she's like, I'll get you the recipe. And she got me the recipe and, you know, just was never made for me. So, that was, on my birthday menu. I finally had, I had a braciole a la Coco and it was fucking delicious, 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 delicious. I'm trying to think what else we had. Had some macaroni.
I'm trying to remember what you were eating when I logged in on the video. you were munching away.
The funny part was, like, I ended up getting really drunk, and I don't remember parts of the night, like, towards the end of the night.
No, and you could tell that during the video. Like, you could tell you were, like, you know how they say, you were, like, one sheet to the wind in the video. You know, like, you were feeling good.
Well, I got up, you know, because we were up all night. And didn't wake up until I woke up at around noontime and I just laid in bed until about 2, like literally at that point I had like over 200 Facebook messages and text messages and stuff. So I was just laying there like responding to everybody, thanking everybody and Then I finally woke Coco up at like 2, and she was like freaking the fuck out. And she's like, I had so much stuff to do. You let me sleep, you fucking asshole. at like 2 o'clock when I like finally started getting up and moving, I was like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Let's make me a drink, please. Can I have a cocktail? Let's start. I'm going to start now. Fuck it. And I just started drinking at 2 o'clock, and I drank until I think I – probably around midnight or 1 o'clock, and I came into the bedroom and I don't remember like stuff. And they were telling me the next day and they were hysterical. Like, I'm like, I don't remember at all. But I'm trying to think what else was in the menu.
That's really funny, dude.
I can't even remember.
Coco was telling me she made you like a variety of cocktails throughout the day.
At one point, I had 6 different cocktails in front of me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Cocktails, and in between the cocktails was PBRs and some wine.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's funny.
A bottle of peanut butter whiskey we downed. Yeah.
Really?
It was a good birthday. Yeah, it was a damn good birthday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like a king, man. Like a fucking king. I've been blessed. She gave me this gift that she made for me. And it was a book that she wrote out with all these things, and it just like, there reading it and the pictures and just like crying like a baby I was, and and actually. I don't want to read stuff out of the book, but something I can read. I want to get this card. Her father gave me this card. Let me get this. Hold on a second.
Right now, I'm looking through his pictures, trying to figure out what kind of food and snacks he had.
Okay, so I went over yesterday. He said to me, he's like, I made the double platinum for you. It's sausage, meatballs, and he just gives me a box of rigatonis, and he makes this tray of broccoli that's done up in like garlic and oil. It's fucking amazing. But he gave me a card and a few presents. But this card, like reading it, I just, you know, sitting there last night reading this card, just broke down crying. Because it's a card and he hand wrote it out. You know what I mean? It's not like it's just a card that was like already written.
Right.
But the front of the card says, "Be the energy you want to attract." And then inside it says, "Dear Bay, happy 50th birthday. Happy 50 years of living, loving, and learning. As I look around, I hear people saying that maybe after we go back to living our lives, we will appreciate grateful for all the simple things we are blessed with. And that never seems to stop amazing me. Throughout my entire life, I've always lived each day with total awe and gratitude for everything and everyone around me. As a young boy, I would sit on my stoop and gaze at the stars, and I was vividly aware that I had all the answers to the universe deep inside me. I see these gifts in you, as you always embrace the simplest things for the precious gifts that they are. The great Albert Einstein believed there are only two ways in which to live your life. One is that nothing is a miracle, and the other is that everything is a miracle. Never lose sight of your inner child. He will show you endless magic and wonder. I love you unconditionally, Dad.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man. I love how like her family has really embraced Bay. it is magic.
It really is. Like, you know, I mean, I wake up and I had text messages from her sister and messages from her mom on Facebook, and, you know, from her dad, text messages and messages, and from my family, and text messages and Facebook messages, and then all the other Facebook posts. I mean, just very, very thankful and grateful for all, you know, everybody that partaked and taken time out of their day to wish me happy birthday. It truly means so freaking much to me. So then, like, I was thinking, like, let's do, like, we've done this before in the past where we've had, like, these anniversary shows and stuff. I was like, well, you know, let's do some where we, I'll put the phone number out there and people can leave voicemails. So, I want to play the voicemails now. So, and actually,
we need to find a way to get the video from your birthday, the one with you and Coco doing shots and your dad's pictures in the background. We got to get that on YouTube. I love that. That's such a great video. We got to get it up there. If we could play it with all of these that we're going to, you know, that people are going to be able to listen to, that would be awesome.
If it's a Facebook Live, I probably don't have it, or I can get it on Facebook Live, but usually most of the videos Coco does on her phone and then uploads them.
So. Right. I think this one was a live video, so we'll have to make it public for a little while, and so I can get the address, and I think I can rip it.
Yeah.
All
right, so here's message number one. And, So one thing that she set up for me, too, was she invited some of my friends and family to do a Zoom call with me.
Yes.
And this person was on the Zoom call. He was one of the people on the Zoom call. Him and Jannetty was on the Zoom call. And my
cousin. The Zoom call is what I was pissed that I missed. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, because I wasn't sure if you were going to bring it up or not. But yeah, that's what I was pissed about, not being able, because I knew all the people that were going to be on it. I was like, that's going to be cool. But go ahead.
here's number one.
Hey, Bay Ragney, this is Magic Mike Ferrara, wishing you a happy 50th birthday. I am so glad to be able to talk to you again, my friend, and wish you nothing but the best from Magic Mike Ferrara. Stay totally driven, bro. Stay safe. Enjoy your birthday, my brother. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Magic Mike. That dude's always there, and I love that dude, man.
First dude to send me a message about the podcast every week and tell me that what he liked about it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I get a text message from him every week about it, or a Facebook message. All right. You were actually the second message. I want to save yours towards the end. So there's a few that really kind of.
Remember when you were afraid there wasn't going to be any?
Yeah, a bunch came through, like, out of the blue.
I told you.
Yeah. All right, let me see this one. So this one, I didn't realize who it was or know who it was, and I listened to it a bunch of times, and they finally sent me a message saying who it was, and I'm thankful they sent me a message. I never figured it out, but because they had their daughter say it, so here it is, and I'll say who it is afterwards.
Say hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay, it's Carly's daughter, Shay.
Happy 50th birthday.
Happy 50th birthday. Yay!
That's so that's a girl from back in the old neighborhood of Upper Darby, Colleen, used to hang out with from time to time, and she, you know, Facebook friend, she called in, had her daughter call in, Shay, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, I think she's like 3 or 4 years old, her daughter, so that's freaking awesome, man. Thank you, Colleen, if you're listening. Here we go. Here's another friend of the show who's actually been a guest a couple of times, and he was chomping at the bit and couldn't wait to leave a message.
Ooh la la! Bay Ragney! 50 glorious years! 300 episodes! Happy birthday, brother! And remember, if you can't think of what to say, then just shut your mouth. Voila! God, 50 seems ancient.
I blame Frank for him.
Actually, blame old Delaware promoter Jim Kettner, because he's the one who came up with the game. So
did he really?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Love him.
Such a good dude. Let's see. Here's another one. You don't know this dude, but I was a guest on his podcast. This is Colton G from the Desert Tiger podcast, and I was a guest on his show. I think it was like last summer. And it was probably one of the best podcasts that I was a guest on. Dude was really, really prepared, and just a lot of amazing questions. And we had like a really, really, I remember, a great conversation and interview. And I was really happy because a lot of like I did a podcast last week that was just atrocious. You know, a lot of times,
really?
Yeah. It was so bad. Like sometimes you get lucky and sometimes I'm just like, oh, like somebody save me. But yeah, so this is Colton G. Yeah, but here he is.
Hey, Bay, it's Colton G from the Desert Tiger podcast. Just calling in to say I hope that you have a friggin' winning 50th birthday. And I am super stoked to know that Totally Driven Radio is back on the air as well. I am loving the fact that it's back on. I have enjoyed all of the episodes since you have got back on the air, and I'm glad that you are staying driven and that you are continuing to staying winning. All right, Bay. Like I said, happy 50th birthday, and I hope we can catch up one day soon, hopefully in person. Until then, have a great time.
Colton G, you the man. Thank you, man. That was awesome. Check him out. Desert Tiger Podcast. He's got good stuff going on. Here's another one. I think this guy's called into the show a couple times with some music-related stuff. This is a friend from Philly, Bullwinkle, who was a longtime promoter in the area with music shows and stuff like that. When I was doing the music shows, he was helping me out with a lot of advice and tips and things like that. Great dude. He actually, before I ended up leaving to move here to Nashville, he took me to see Tom Kiefer at the Keswick Theater.
Right.
Didn't even tell me where the seats were. We had front row center seats. He took me out earlier for drinks, freaking drinking all night at the concert, drinking all night. Like, he just, like, totally took care of me all night, like, treated me like royalty, man. Great dude, but here he is.
Hello, Bay. It is I, Bullwinkle, the quintessential rock and roller. Ah, fuck. I stole that from your buddy, Joel Gertner, calling to wish you happy 50th birthday coming up. Wow, 50 fucking years old. You're halfway to 100, Bay. There's no guarantee that you're going to get to 100, but you're halfway there. So I had to call in to wish you that happy birthday along the way. You know, you probably got more hair now where you don't want it and less hair where you do want it. But hey, on your birthday, you can still let your fucking hair hang on down. Happy birthday. It's been a pleasure all these years that I've known you. You're just a rock and roller. Rock and roller at heart. I want you to rock your birthday real fucking hard. Happy birthday, Bay. We all love you. Keep on rocking.
Thank you, man. I love you too, bro.
That's awesome.
That dude texts me every day. Like, if I needed a press secretary about COVID and the whole thing, he every day when Trump is on, he sends me the links for the Trump press conferences and all the updates, and I'm just like,
oh wow,
yeah. I'm just like, he probably knows more to what's going on than the government. He really does. let's see, who's this one? Oh, here's an old friend. I'm trying to remember what their podcast was. They used to do the football show. What was the football show? Teddy and Big D.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Teddy from the... I forget. I, yeah. I forget what the name of the show was. All right, here he is.
Hello, Mr. Bay Ragney. This is Teddy Tate. Wanted to wish you a happy 50th birthday, man. Hope to see you have a many, many more. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Teddy the Bear Tate. I miss that dude. Good dude. Him, Big D, Austin. Fun times.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Oh.
So here's another dude. This guy was actually a guest on Totally Jim Radio. He wrote a book. I forget the name of the book, but it was something with wrestling. And he does a podcast. This is Darren Paltrowitz. He does the Paltrowcast. And, yeah.
Hey, Bay, this is Darren Paltrowitz. Of course, the host of the Paltrowcast with Darren Paltrowitz and the author of Good Advice from Professional Wrestling. Plugs out of the way here. Happy birthday. I wanted to say thank you for all you've done for me. It was great to be on your show and also to do that text-based interview with you. It's really great to see the transformation you've had over the last year, really improving your life in every way possible while keeping up the goodness on the broadcast and all that. So keep up the great work here. It'll be interesting to see where you keep going from here. You are no longer a chubby Dudley. Thanks again for the support and hope to speak with you soon.
I am no longer a chubby Dudley. <That's right. laughs> Darren, thank you, man. Good for you. Get them plugs in there. Smart man. Here's another yeah, absolutely. You got to keep the hustle alive. Here's another member of the Totally Driven family of yesterday.
Bay Ragney. You guitar playing, Zubas wearing, Challenger driving, Delco/Nashville motherfucker. This is Uncle Shawnee here. I'd like to say a few things. First of all, happy 50th birthday. The next 50, I hope, are as wonderful as the first 50 have been. Number two, congratulations on the relocation to Nashville. They're lucky to have you down there, my friend. Number three, the big weenie, Craig Castagnini, dyes his hair. And number four, Epstein didn't kill himself. Uncle Shawnee's out of here. Peace, brother.
Oh, Uncle Shawnee. And it's Charger driving, not Challenger driving, just to correct you, Uncle Shawnee. Charger. And I don't wear Zubaz no more. No more Zubaz. Too funny. Let's see who this one is. This was a dude who was also a guest on Totally Jim Radio, Brian Almeida from The Sheep.
What's up, Bay and company? This is Brian Almeida from The Sheep. Just wanted to wish you a happy 50th birthday, brother. All this crazy stuff that's going on in the world right now. Hope you're staying safe. And that you have a blast celebrating wherever you can. Family, close friends. Love you, dude. Happy birthday.
That's awesome. It's cool, like, stuff like, well, like, when I first heard, I'm like, oh, damn, I haven't heard that dude from a while. So I appreciate it. That's cool. Thank you, Brian.
It shows you that you make an impression.
Yeah, right? Let me see. I don't know who this one is.
Hey, Bay, happy birthday, man. Have an awesome day, man. You sound good, Justin, man. Bye now.
So I think that's a Facebook friend, Justin. That's what I'm guessing, because every time I do like a Facebook Live, this dude, Justin, is like one of the first people on. So I'm guessing it's him. If it's you, dude, thank you very much. If it's a Justin, another Justin, thank you too. Whoever it is, thank you. Let's see. Now, you know this guy.
Oh, 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 hello, buddy. This is Santa. Happy 50th birthday. Boy, I remember the day you were born. Oh, 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 you were a chubby little rascal. Oh, 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 oh. And here's to 50 more. Oh, oh, oh.
The one and only Santa Kringle.
A Dingle Kringle, as he's belovedly called.
Dingle Kringle. Here, now you don't know this dude. This dude, good dude from back in Delaware County area. He's a fellow lover of not only buffalo wings but Hooters and cold beers. Mr. Dave Westwood.
Hey, hey, this is Dave Westwood. Just wishing you a big happy big 5-0. So welcome to the club. Hoping to see you again in Philly soon. If not, when I get down to Nashville, wings and Hooters are on me. All right. Hope you have a winning birthday. Talk to you later.
I will gladly take you up on that, Dave. So let me know when. do this one before I get to yours. So this is my cousin Peter and my cousin Booby's it's my cousin Peter's son, my cousin Booby's nephew. I guess you can almost I kind of consider him like my nephew too, because they've always like treated it because it's like the next generation. Like they would always say to him, like, you know, it's Uncle Bay. But this is Dom Giuseppe, who, you know, hats off to him, salute, Navy man. He's been in the Navy for, Christ, a long time now. It's like, it might be 6-7 years. It's a freaking while, but, and now his younger sister's in there too, Gianna, like, hats off to them, love them guys. But here's Dom Giuseppe with his beautiful comments.
Hey, Cousin Bay, how you doing? Dom, out here in California, by way of Philly. Just want to call and wish you a happy 50th birthday. I hope it's good. I hope it's everything you wished for. But 50's pretty old, cuz, you know, I wanted to tell you something. What's the difference between your 50-year-old dick and the stimulus checks we just got? Somebody's willing to blow the stimulus check. So I want you to have a happy birthday. Enjoy, cuz. Wish you all the best.
Oh, that's too funny.
Gotta love it, right? Too funny. Alright, now let me go back and find yours. Alright, so I got three more left to play, and these three were the most moving ones, and I want to say, you know, thank you, dude.
That's interesting, because I'm waiting to hear one that I know was called in, and I'm I'm interested to hear. Okay, go ahead.
What's up, my brother? The Big 5-0. This is your boy, Nick. And look, man, I don't want to get all flowery and emotional here, but we've known each other now for damn near a decade. And I just want you to know, man, that you've changed my life so many ways for the positive. And I look forward to spending another 10 years by your side. We're going to keep winning. We're going to keep making shit happen. And I just love you, dude. You're always there for me, and hopefully I can be there for you in some small little way to show you how much I appreciate all the kindness, all the love, all the companionship that you've brought into my life. You're the godfather to my daughter, and there really isn't anything that I wouldn't do for you, my brother. So have a happy birthday. Again, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, dude. But I first off, I was shocked that you actually left a message. I was like, whoa, Nick's leaving a message. I wasn't expecting that. So,
yeah, man, I was trying to beat Mike, but it didn't happen.
Now, so I have two messages left to play, and I don't think it's somebody. Was there somebody else that called that I missed?
I'm thinking maybe there was, unless they called the wrong number. But I know that our buddy Moondog left you a message.
Why don't I have it?
Because the only reason I know is because he messaged me right after. And then we started talking about Buffy. Now I'm interested on who the other two are, too.
Yeah, I don't have message from Moondog. What the fuck?
It makes you wonder what else might have been out there, too, huh?
Right.
Well, that's okay. We'll move forward and we'll figure it out. And if there's more to play later, we'll play them later.
Okay. Let me, all right. So now this one's from my cousin Bubby. My cousin Bubby, who's called in many times over the years. Great. The latest two messages are her and her brother, and they both brought me to tears when I was listening to them when I got them. And I just, words cannot describe the love I have for these two. So, here's my cousin Bubby.
Cuz, it's not Dom DeLuise. It's not the geeter with the heater, but it is cousin Bubby. Happy, 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 happy. Happy, 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 happy. Happy, 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 happy. Happy, 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 happy. Happy, 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 happy. That's 50. Happy birthday. Now that's 51. Cuz, stay happy. Stay driven. I love you. I'm so glad you're in my circle. You deserve nothing but happiness. Honestly, I mean that. I don't have a big circle, but I'm blessed you're in mine. And may all your dreams come true this year and the rest of your life. I hope that God blesses you with another 50 years. And because now you found happiness, now you really want to live at least 50 more. God bless you. I love you. Happy birthday. Love you so much, cuz. God bless you. Happy 50th birthday.
I love her so much. I want to know that. She's been chomping at the bit for me for this new episode to get released. I want to know, did she count on her hands as she was doing it, all the happies? I was like, holy shit. Oh.
She's awesome. I want her to know that I ask about her when we're not on the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He absolutely does. You know, she's somebody who, over the last few years, and I'm going to say honestly, especially over this past year, we've gotten really, really close. Like it's gone from like a cousin level to like brother sister level. We've gotten that close, and I'm so thankful and grateful for her, her husband Mo, and you know, her brother Peter. It's just been amazing, and I love them so much. Which leads to my cousin Peter's message, which my cousin Peter, and she'll get a kick out of this. She'll call him Ralph. Sometimes he sounds like Ralph because he's sick and sometimes he doesn't talk too well. But he'll start rambling on. But it's funny, like this message, he had me crying and then laughing by the end because his wife starts hollering out. Fuck up and get off the phone because he's taking too long. So, it's a long one. It's a 3-minute one, but it's well worth it. And, cuz, I fucking love you so much, Pete.
Yo, cuz. Happy birthday to you. Last time we were at, Francesca's. I don't know, I think communion or something, and we sit at the table, you and Rissy and me, and we drink some vino, and I thought you said then you were going to turn 50. Maybe I make a mistake, but I love you like brother, and I miss you, and I hope Rita and Marie and Richie back home, everybody okay and healthy. And since you're going to make a radio, I just want to say I think the best advice I ever gave to anyone in my fucking life was at your mom's birthday party when everybody, they play a song and your mom is in the middle, everyone was around and you had your friend, you were young or, you know, didn't want to dance, well, you're just saying no. And I walk up behind you and I whisper to your ear, if you don't dance with her now, you'll fucking regret it the rest of your life. It's the best advice I ever gave anyone. You dance with her. And then the day of her funeral number, you tell me, thanks for saying that to me, cuz. It was the best advice I ever given to anyone from this asshole, fucking psycho, stew guys, fucking motherfucker, that's your cousin. And at least it was to you. And you do the right thing. And at least can be said that one thing was told to someone was right. And it makes my heart happy. And I know it makes yours happy. And that's all that matters. Make you happy. So. I'm getting told to shut the fuck up now. I'm not allowed to talk to people and stuff. I'm not allowed to go out. I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to do nothing. But I'm allowed to say what I want to say. I don't give a fuck who says anything.
So I am crying and I am laughing at the same time. Yeah. So that was like, I had forgotten all about that, but we had did my mom when she was sick with cancer. Her for her last birthday, we gave her like a celebration of life party because we knew it was going to be the last one. And you know, it was a DJed event and all that stuff, and they had they wanted to do a song for me to dance with, and I wish I knew what the song was today. I don't remember what the song was, but I was never like a person to dance. And I was really embarrassed, and I really didn't want to dance with my mom. I felt bad. And he, like, pulled me aside, and he's like, if you don't fucking dance with your mother, you're going to regret that for the rest of your life. You better fucking do it. And I was, you know, I didn't want to do it, and I did it because of what he said to me. And, yeah, he's absolutely right. I wouldn't have the picture I share every time for her birthday or the anniversary of her passing, the picture of me and her on the dance floor dancing. I wouldn't have that picture.
Right.
And it's such an important picture to me. So, yeah, and I owe it all to him. So, Pete, I love you. Booby, I love you guys. And thank you. And Lisa, thank you for hiring him to make me laugh at the end of the day.
That's too funny.
There was the birthday celebration.
Dude, I told you were going to get, you were worried, and I said, don't worry. People are just waiting for the day before, that's all. you leave an impression. So good. I'm glad that, that's really awesome, man.
Awesome. So, well, that's all I got.
Big 5-0.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to get into, or?
You know what, man? Not really. I mean, of course, there's so much that we could always get into. You know what I mean? I think not really. We're still fighting this virus. We're still hoping that everything's going to be okay.
There you go. Just keep praying and hoping. And it will be, eventually.
What do we got coming up for the network this week? We got new music shows. What else?
Yeah, we got some new music shows. I have an interview with a Philly boy I did last week. It's going to be popping up this week with Farouk Tahid. He's the host of the new NBC show, Roots Traveled or Roots Less Traveled, which is a cool show. It's he's the host, and they get people and they take them through basically around the country, around the world, wherever it may lead, through Ancestry.com. And he's also the host for BattleBots, which is a pretty popular show. So that's going to be airing this week. A couple Rock and Ragney shows will be popping up this week. And also taping another interview tomorrow for the Nashville Restaurant Review with the owner of Chago's Cantina, across from Belmont University, another popular place here in town. So yeah, tons and tons of shows happening.
Let's plug that first one that you did as well. Let's keep that one moving out there.
Yeah, man. Great, great reaction to that. I talked to, the owner of Pizza Perfect here in Nashville. One of the owners, Ali Arab. They've been in business close to 40 years. They've been voted best pizza in Nashville numerous, numerous times. They have two locations. The location that he runs is right across from Vanderbilt Hospital, University, and there's another location in the Bellevue section of Nashville that his brother runs. Great, great food, great people. Check them out, Pizza Perfect, and check out. You can hear all of our shows are on Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer, Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. So they're out there everywhere. Please listen, subscribe, hit the like button, leave some positive feedback, because it'll help us move up in the rankings. So please, please do it.
All right, people, that's it for this week's episode of The Basic Show. We're still going to be celebrating the big 5-0 for Mr. Bay Ragney all week long. So if you want to leave messages, man, we want to remind you that you can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. There's going to be some new content on YouTube this week. Hopefully we can get some of those live Facebook videos up there. And until next time, we want you guys to keep on winning and keep on making shit happen. Sounds good, my friend.
Absolutely. All right, dude.
What's up?
All right, I'm going to jet. I got to go do schoolwork now.
Okay, sounds good.
Got to play teacher now.
All right. All right.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.